Maria?
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous. Autonomous.
The phone.
Sensory.
I ace-ify this.
What a juggalo, what a juggalo.
Oh boy, you woke up dumbs out.
That was stupid.
Oops. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of...
What's going on here?
Never surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous penis.
Wow.
4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops.
That happened. Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to
going back, going through him in the driveway.
Pretty problem.
Shut up, all the parents.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch, a swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Well, she told him to
yesterday. Following some questions.
Well, I don't get the rain day and cold.
Often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Show them again.
A game.
On selfie right about here.
He started laughing at the collar with a glock.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Arts.
You're incompetent. You better not have to have concert.
Don't tell me to...
Oh, damn!
Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
What's perfectly correct as your proverbial lunchbox?
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month?
No.
Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this Eva? Okay, Eva. How you pronounce the word?
Back to Texas University. Goodbye to Earth. Hi, Lord. Good luck to them, the old Texas Aggies. They is the boy on your side. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell.
Oh,
goodbye back to university. That's all the Aggies. Look here, chug-a-chug. Hickety-dee-doo. Just go. Hickety-dee-doo.
What in the world did that mean?
Elliot, 866-235-5. Hello,
good.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Oh, I love this day. Love this day. The day. Are you what is it, semifinalists? Well, whatever, the people that'll go. And there's two sessions today. There's one that starts essentially right as we're getting off.
Yeah.
So then that's the part where we don't know if our people make it to the show tonight, the big nationally ESPN show tonight. So you got to pick smart.
Yep.
But you, and I sent out a nice text yesterday, which, by the way, if I were you, I would not have done. But the
it was just
you don't need to alert people that stuff's going on and the you know there's a lot riding
eventually
on this.
No
it's all bragging right
Haley print me out,
have you not gone through solid this year too yeah that's good. I spent some time I had a little extra sit down time today but the last night it was so good. Although 9 o'clock is not the right time to start sitting down for that.
No?
No, but I feel good. I feel great. But yeah, so I started going through them and then I fit in. But yeah, no, there's some, this may be their best year. Oh yeah, that's pretty good. That's yeah. Pretty solid.
Apparently, I guess is, we watched a little bit of him yesterday.
Oh my God. Kelly was all over Jacob, yesterday.
No, he's back. I guess, but
he's not in it.
No, he's not. He's not. He was doing some podcasting.
So they're bringing him in as kind of play by play.
He came back as like he was like the first guest on their podcast. Yes.
Yeah. So he's back kind of as a celeb.
Wearing the same shirt so people know.
Exactly. Your boy last year?
We won it together.
No, he didn't win.
He won it for us.
Oh, he got you. Yeah, he went to he got you the furthest. You know what? I was trying to.
It's hard to hear that clip from Zach.
Okay, let me hear one more.
No. This doesn't sound like Zach.
Oh.
What?
But it is Zach.
No.
Yes. <Yeah.
laughs> Forever team. Nice young boy. Jacob, was it Williamson?
That's right. That's right. I forgot that he went to, he didn't go there for you last year.
Yeah.
Why is he not back this year? Did he age out? Or did he not make it? Or did he just say, you know what? How can I top what I did?
I mean, I don't know.
Once a fantasy champ, always a fantasy champ. I don't know if he. Jackie asked me last night if I the bean competition. I don't think I have. I don't think I've ever won it.
No, I did a couple of years ago.
I don't think have you won once? My streak that I have going is all my people have made it to the prime.
I don't even know if that's true.
I feel like it is. I feel like there's been a year where I've been like, ugh, now I got to watch this all night and see what's best in interest going in. Look at your boy. Look at him. you're taking somebody, or if they made your list, they didn't make my list.
Now I haven't even looked at him.
I can't. She won't. She's not going to be your finalist.
But if it's somebody who has something, look, sure, I was mocked for my pick and I won.
You weren't mocked for your pick.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you were.
No, this year we'll mock Diane because she'll take a favorite.
Always. Oh, I could already tell you. I can't remember the guy's name, but I could already pick him.
Who?
Now I don't want to say.
Well, then don't say.
But I already know. I already know who you. I already know who you're going to take. My fear is that I'm not going to be home for the start of the B.
Nelson.
No, that pisses me off.
8 o'clock.
Is it 7?
I have 8.
Is it 8?
8 to 10. Yeah.
Oh, then I'll make it home.
They're not bumping the national news.
Why did I? ESPN. They have no national. Oh, ESPN.
I like the.
I have to tape something with Leontis today. So, you know what, and I'll just rush him through. I'll be like, bud, please, I got a spelling bee to get to.
Well, I'm sure that's important, so.
You think he's in? No, you think he's got his own
pool? I'm saying, that's him, that.
It's not more important than winning fantasy spelling bee.
All right.
I do have my priorities. Get that going. All right, so 8 o'clock is good. So, yeah, no, but it's on ESPN. So, yeah, no, they'll, and then can I tell you the other story that I got wrapped up in yesterday? And I can tell you exactly why it bothers me, but it's kind of like the end of like all the Memorial Day stuff that's going, the end of like the story. Do you see the woman out of Connecticut who surgery, I think it was yesterday or the day before? She went to a bar, what the gathering was, but she went to some cookout for Memorial Day. And she ate a hamburger, no big deal. She, ate her hamburger and, no problem. She gets home, and about a day later, she's in horrible abdominal pains. Like, it's not right. So maybe something's not sitting right. Who knows? And by the way, she's not thinking it after. It's a day and a half later. But it keeps getting worse, so she finally goes to the doctor, and they start looking at her. She swallowed a bristle.
What?
Just like one of the little bristles?
Yeah, you know, like when you scrub down.
Oh, wait a minute. So, now, when you were saying barbecue brush, I thought like the kind you used to like
the metal ones that you scrape off the grills with.
Oh.
And so beat up and tattered and a mess that whenever I do it all the time, you got to kind of in between the grates. Oh, God, if one of these things gets stuck somewhere. So anyway, it went in, and your intestine, obviously, that thing starts snaking all around. Made it down, obviously it made it down her throat, made it through her stomach, made it into her intestine, like the big S-curves in her intestine. And it started to puncture one of the walls of her intestine. So they had to, I mean, at that door open, it start going through and find out where it is. I have that stop. Because I do. My brush that I have is probably 10 years. It shreds apart when you use it.
Get a new brush.
I need to. And every year you see four or five of these during the course of a summer where, like you know, somebody will eat a little. They're not that. You could swallow that. That'd be stuck right in the middle of a hot dog. Go right down your throat. You would have no idea.
That's scary.
So, yeah, they had to come in and start doing all kinds of get to her. But I think about that all the time. And then I think, I'm not in somebody's food. Because we end up, I tell you all the time, we end up, there are 20 people up, and all of a sudden there's a big barbecue going on. My brush is horrible.
God, that's like having something left in you by, well, not really though, because you could, that's like bad surgeons.
That thing, once that thing gets lodged, because it's metal. And a lot of times, the really small little bristle ones, they'll make their way through. But something that, they said it was about an, yeah, well they were even saying, how do you not notice that you have an inch long piece of metal floating around in your mouth?
She had a big juicy burger.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
She even said to the news people, it was in my mouth, it was a mouth, I would have spit the damn thing. Oh, that could be a piece of gristle, you don't know. Half the time
you're not spitting out gristle?
No, half the time you get something in your mouth that's kind of like, oh well, and then you're good to go. Big chunk of fat. Same thing.
Oh no!
Just swallow it down.
No.
Yeah, it's like swallowing a big piece of gum.
Diane, in the way or out the way it went in, you have to spit that into your hand.
That's right.
If you're eating a burger.
That's right. We
eating a hamburger with a napkin.
No,
in your hand. Or you can cut it up with a knife and fork. Like I do pizza.
You don't do that to a burger though, do you? You won't eat a fork.
No.
Thank God.
Cut it in half.
Can cut in half. They're cut in half, please. Well, there. No, you don't want to start cutting fork and knife.
No.
Something similar happened to my Uncle Myron, who's married to Aunt Wendy, who's the sister.
Of course.
He was eating fish once, and a fish bone down his throat, and it went through, like, I guess bone was so sharp that it went through the esophagus. They had to go in and pull it out of his shoulder.
Ooh.
Because it went through into here.
Is there a long
scar? But other than that, no. Like, he's fine.
Lucky.
He's fine.
What about, so even, like, the process of swallowing, it wasn't going forward?
No, it just made a list through. I'd never heard of that before. But, it kind of got stuck over, like, a shoulder is where it ended up.
Less an object, because it's part of the fish.
Right.
But
it went through the neck into the shoulder.
Shoulder.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that. That happens back. Like, he was. I mean, the only thing that out about eating for a while in fear that something else would go shooting through the.
Or just fish.
No, anything that would have like a small bone or something in it that could go through the. But I would never think that a little fish esophagus would just shoot into your shoulder. But yeah, they had to cut him open on the shoulder and go in with these long ass tweezers to see if they could find the fish bone.
Wasn't there a girl? This is years ago. Who swallowed a feather and it like started to side.
Yes, yeah. And
didn't
you could
it,
see that
come
you could
through
see
the skin?
You could through the skin, but you could see like the start going through where the skin was.
Had she swallowed it? Is that how it got into her body?
That's the only possible way. I don't know how you swallow a feather. From a pillow?
Yeah.
In her sleep?
Oh, it's a baby.
No, that doesn't sound right. I don't know.
And it was down in her neck area?
Oh, like Uncle Myron!
Yeah.
Uncle Myron! So she swallowed a feather. So I don't have feather pillows. That's not true. It's just they're expensive.
7 months old. I didn't know why her jaw had swelled up. And then they pulled a 2-inch feather out.
When you do pull a feather out of something, though, where it kind of poofs out. It's awesome.
The scarves.
Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yep. Hey, it's me?
Yeah, hi, who's that?
Hey, this is David.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
From Fort Meade, man.
I was in the work with had the same barbecue bristle thing. She, I mean, not this morning, but this past weekend, she showed me the little, and she went to two different emergency rooms, and they did an X-ray and couldn't find it because it was so. And she ended up going to the endoscope, I don't know, whatever, down her throat to find it. And then just down her throat and pull it out.
Oh. So wait, it was close enough to the top of her throat that they could get that with tweezers?
Yeah, but the X-rays didn't even see it. She had to go to two different rooms, but crazy.
Hey, dude, how did she know that she had a bristle stuck in her throat?
Well, I guess that I'm sure there's something there. And they were like, we don't see anything. There's nothing there. She's
holy,
like, no, there's nothing.
Holy
and
crap.
She didn't go to the second emergency room until the next day, which I guess it was Tuesday morning.
Right. And they went in, they did an endong, went down her throat and pulled that crap out. Holy crap. Ugh. Yeah, advise me. That is scary. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, brother. Dude, we'll talk to you later. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We got a lot of stuff going on today. So give me one quick break. We'll lay everything out for you now.
It's in the morning. XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest out of commercial-free music.
Maybe even the world.
We're probably not. XL 102 commercial free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
XL 102 Richmond.
The Nissan from the town of Richmond. Traffic.
Problems on 95 southbound. It refers to as the Chamberlain Avenue at 76A. We have a serious collision and authorities are on scene directing you through a detour. Or collision stalled vehicles are delayed where else or on the side roads.
This report is brought to you by Kroger. Join forces with Kroger to support our troops. Right now, though, Kroger will match a dollar for $1 million. Donate at your neighborhood. Find it at honoringourheroes.com.
Sir, today, calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh Lepeche-Dev outfit for you. Hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin's freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary. Season's all about the reissues. The retros and the re-releases. But I'm always looking for new. That one of a kind. I'm talking must-ors before I get my limited edition. The sirloin third-pound burgers from McDonald's. Fresh out, you jump on before it's gone.
The spring Chevrolet Buick GMC sales event. You too can be a 100th driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicle locations just a quarter mile past you. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. This season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles, up to 14 grand off on Sierras, up to 3 grand off MSRP and Terrain, 5 grand off MSRP and all Malibus. Spring has financing for 72 months plus new 15 Camaros, up to 6 MSRP Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off MSRP on 2015 Acadias, up to 6,515 Enclaves. What a summer with amazing savings. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendley T. Richmond, huge Hendrick driver.
Rockin' Festival, September 10th through the 13th at the Oak Ridge Farm in Arrington, Virginia. 4 days of music with artist collaborations like never before. And sensational spaceship, Bash and Friends, with special guest Carlos Santana, Mad Dog and the Englishman, a tribute to Desi Trucks Band, Juneteenth Incident, a 50th Subjection Airplane, Widespread Panic, and so many more. For tickets in the full, rockinfestival.com. LOC.com.
Where can you get 0% by 15 Optimus? 4 days, Sedona's, no payments for 3 months, and 100 gallons of gas? Only at Pearson Kia. During their summers on us, 0% financing is big savings, is bigger savings, and 100 gallons of gas. So stop by today and make this your best summer ever. Pearson Kia, 8301 West Broad Street, or PearsonKia.net. Gas offer valued at $250. Meet eligibility requirements to participate. Sale ends July 6, 2015.
Yo, it's Fletcher Trump. Starting for the first RVA Craft Beer Cup. The awards for Richmond's craft beers, beers, meet the brewers, brews, live music and more. RVA Craft Beer Cup this Friday, May 29th at Keegan's. In Short Pump at West Broad, KeegansRichmond.com.
Richmond for Less.
Hey, you can go to RichmondForLess.com and get half off registration to the Color Me Rad 5K at Innsbruck Pavilion, June to the Royal Rumble of Color with music, food, and more. Participants will be armed with color bombs. Everyone is welcome.
Every option.
That's why many millions of premium customizations to make it yours. Make your Mick a Reflect Richmond Mini. It's your chance to haul the Mini of your dreams. Like a new 2015 Mini Cooper Countryman lease. $9 per month for 36 months with a 3-month lease payment waiver. Come in today and get fitted for yours at Crown Mini of Richmond and online at crownmini.com. See dealer for details.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Hey, and see why I say nobody.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.